I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about crafting the fiber arts and how awesome it is.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that was a lot.
It's been a while.
Has been a while. It was a makeup. We are glad to be back. Before we dive into our topics today, let's talk about what we're working on. Tina?
Today, I am working on the high-vis beanie. It is my own pattern. It is not released, but I am making the prototype for my husband. It is about 60% done and 60% into it. I am hoping that the yarn that I'm using plumes because I think it's too small.
Oh no. Oh,
but no. If I block it aggressively,
would you
I think
like
I
some
can...
help? I'm very good at that.
Good at blocking. I am so good at blocking aggressively.
But what yarn are you using?
So I'm using Shirsty Cat Designs. And the high-vis cowl I did in highlight and blaze in a bulky weight, and his hat I'm doing, or his beanie, I want it to be a skull cap, like tight, and I'm doing it in DK, same colors. So the issue is, how do I keep it skull cappy without making it
too skull cappy?
Yeah, like. I think it might fit just fine, and I'm overthinking it because, again, I'm only 60% in, so I feel like if I finish where I think I need to finish, it's going to look really tiny because it is a ribbed beanie, and I do it. It's a fake ribbing that I do to make an impression of it. It's like a brioche, but it's not brioche, and just so it matches the high-vis cowl. But for if you have a construction worker in your life or someone that needs to wear a helmet while they're working, you really can't have a bulky thing on your head. It has to be really thin.
It's got to be pretty close. Yes.
Yeah. So,
but ribbing always looks really tight anyway.
Like, it's true.
It condenses. So hopefully when it's on, it will
I think I'm overthinking it. But I was like...
happy to help if you need aggressive blocking.
Oh, wait. I'm talking about that. And you guys are probably like, what happened in these 2 months? What did you finish? Well, I finished some stuff. I finished.
I didn't ask that at all, but you know what? I'm glad you remembered that.
All right. I don't have to share.
I want to know.
Okay.
Because I have also forgotten in this time. Tell me, please.
I finished my slip on your shoulder tee. That I made from Blame the Knots. It was a test knit in the size 8, and I did it in Critical Hit Dyes, drew a DK in Tequila Sunrise, and Thunderwave.
That came out so good.
It really did.
Thank you. I posted about it on my Instagram a while ago, but I will have Meg put it on the blog post too, so you can find it there. I really enjoyed it. Fits me well. I like the colors. It came out just like a sunset, just like I wanted it to. Literally exactly how I pictured it in my head.
Thing.
It did the thing. And I made it extra hard by making the detail one color and the body another. So that was fun.
Why you do this to yourself?
So like you can do that too, but I highly recommend you just do one color.
It was for the aesthetic. You do it for the aesthetic.
It does have an aesthetic value, but like also like a frustration value.
You're sitting there while you're doing it going, why did I choose this aesthetic?
And then,
it's done and it's like, now I know.
I just want to make this clear though. The designer does not tell you to do two colors. She tells you to do one color. I put it on myself to do two colors. So yeah, take learn from my mistakes.
Has
just
to
listen
done.
To what they have to say and do one color. Anyway, so I did finish that. So because I finished that, I was pulling out, I actually went through and cleaned out all my project bags and was trying to find what I actually want to continue working on and what I don't. So I pulled out a bunch of stuff that was like randomly in there. And that's when I pulled out the high-vis beanie. And so I haven't pulled this out in probably months. And I sat on my chair in the living room and my husband's sitting next to me and he goes, Oh. Because he knows it's
He knows
him.
That yarn.
And he's like, is that what I think it is? And I said, yeah, it's the beanie.
Should've been like, no.
Should have been like, do you like this hat for my mom? Just to throw him.
So the fun story is, he told me that he wants me to finish the beanie because he wears the high-vis cowl to work and he likes making his coworkers feel very envious of his cowl. And they ask about it, and he always tells them that my awesome wife made it for me.
Oh, he wants to inspire jealousy.
Yes. So he would like the matching beanie so that he could say, look, now I have a beanie too.
Full set.
Inspiring more jealousy. Full set.
So, you know, love to inflate Pat's ego, but I'm just going to make it as I have time. I just wanted to do something like small before I jumped into another big project. Because my next project that I'm planning to jump into is the wedding shawl for my sister-in-law. And I just need to do something small and quick so I can, like, get a quick win in there and then go. So that was my long-winded of what I'm doing.
It's good stuff, though. Congratulations on finishing a project.
Thank you.
And working on another.
Yes. Jess?
I am still working on the Nimue blanket. I'm in the granny square stage. So that's happening slowly because I need to make 24 of them. And I've made like 4, but I use different hooks for all of them and all the tensions were off. So I had to go back to my original hook, which I like the original hook, but I bought a new hook that I wanted to use and it was awesome. But the tension is different than what I started with. So I have to find a different project for that one and go back to. So I have 3 that I can't use and like 2 that I can use. So that's on a rest. And now I'm making a dragon from the Going Gnome kits. I'm doing the red dragon. I have deviated from their directions a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to do the wings different. And the head and the legs a little bit, like, but it's the right color.
Just Steve thought that was super.
God, I forgot about Steve.
You forgot about Steve, man.
Look though, they give you these like little tiny gems to use for the little eye like sparkle, so you don't have to use the white. The white, you can just use this tiny. I totally lost one, but they give you extra.
Oh, thank God.
So, and I get to stab things with my needle. Which is fun too.
This time of year, who doesn't need something to stab?
Exactly. Yeah, it kind of gets out that pent up stress.
All that early.
That was a whole.
All that
listen,
stress.
Listen. It's my first day, like of Christmas break. Like, yeah.
Look, there's a lot going on. I work retail. I mean, it's grocery retail.
The pre-Christmas tension is real.
There's a lot going on. So you know, sometimes you just gotta let stuff off. And this is also my make along project. So because I'm keeping it. It's for me. He's almost done. But yeah, that's what I am doing right. I probably have other stuff. I finished some gnomes.
Yes.
They're super cute. And yeah, so that's basically what I've been doing. I'm going to start a cat sweater soon, I think, though.
Drea? As you at the table can see, I have not one, but 2 projects in front of me.
Wow. Neither of them are Reese's.
This never happens. But let me tell you, story time. I was working on the one that I'm currently knitting. This is another Jenica hat. I'm using Malabrigo Arroyo, and I can't remember the color name, but it's green.
It's like a yellow green. It's very pretty.
It is very pretty.
It looks almost like grassy.
Yes.
Leafy.
And I had cast this on because I needed a project. It was kind of like a BS project, you know, just something to have, not because I wanted it, but just to have something to do.
As you do.
As I do. And then, look at this. My size 4 circular needle.
Yeah, that really
broke.
For
my brim. Like, really just...
Like, that really broke.
It like, look. I'll post a picture.
But that's a size 4, and size 4 is commonly used for fingering, and you'd use a lot of fingering, so that needle probably served a good life.
It did, and this isn't a needle that I had bought myself either. This is something that I inherited from somebody else. Needless to say, I did have to get a new size 4 circular, And I ended up ordering it from Jimmy Beans. And I got... Where did it go?
Where did I put it? It's gone.
Did you put it away?
She ordered it, but it's gone now.
So, and I ended up buying something that... And I wish that I read the description a little bit more carefully because I did not. And I ended up buying the Lantern Moon handcrafted interchangeable needle. And I just really liked the way that it looked. And
the Lantern Moons do look really nice.
And they do look really nice. And I really liked the way that it looked online. And I didn't read it. They are wood. And I'm worried, like, I never buy wooden needles because I have a habit of sitting on them and breaking them. So I am a little worried about how long they're going to last for me. But so far, and I've already transferred the project over, I really like it. And I really enjoy the swivel cords that I got, too. I've never used a swivel cord before.
Oh, it's life-changing.
Oh, my God. It's such a game changer.
Does it stop them from getting loose?
So you know how when you're working with the circular and sometimes you kind of have to like adjust it because it gets a little tangled, like it starts twisting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the swivel cord never lets that happen.
That's awesome.
Oh.
It just kind of eases itself.
Yeah.
It allows the twist to happen.
So it'll twist.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's real cool.
I have it with my gratitude set. Oh, it's game changing.
Oh, it really is. I really enjoy it. So I'm really going to enjoy finishing this knit. And my other project that I'm working on, I'm actually a little bit late finishing my Secret Santa for work, but I'm doing a copycat cowl by Verna Glass. It's a free pattern on Ravelry, which I really enjoy. And I'm using Juniper Moon Cumulus in that like natural white, off-white color. I'm sure it has an actual name, but
just natural.
I lost the tag. It's left over from when I did the back east wrap.
Nice.
So it's that like nice cream off-white color. And I think that he'll really enjoy that. And I'm really enjoying the pattern. I learned a new cast on.
That's fun.
Yes. I did not think that I was going to enjoy it. You should have seen how much huffing and puffing I did because, dear Lord, now I have to go find a crochet hook.
What's the cast on?
It is the Chinese Waitress cast on.
I've never even heard of that one.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a combination knit, crochet cast on. It was actually quite enjoyable. And look, it gives you like this nice like little chain.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cute.
Right on the edge.
I like that.
Yeah. So it'll finish nicely. And I enjoyed it.
I give you credit because I would have seen that and been like, and knitted on cast on it is. Like, I do not like doing new cast ons. I just don't.
I was in a mood.
I am
that
not
day.
Adventurous with cast ons.
It's a really pretty cast
on. It is very pretty. Yeah. It's very nice. It looks like it was worth it.
I decided to give it a try. And what I ended up doing, because in the pattern, she links you to a specific video that was really easy to follow and it used a crochet hook.
Mm-hmm.
So, I Googled it, and you can do it with just knitting needles. But it was like 10 times more hassle.
Yeah.
So
embrace
at least the
hook.
Option is there.
Yes. And I huffed and puffed and went, fine. Got my crochet hook and taught myself a new skill.
Congrats on the new skill.
And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Good.
Yes. Good. So I enjoy that. I'm enjoying that knit. I have like two pattern repeats to do on that. And then that is done. And maybe he will get it before Christmas. I doubt it, but maybe. Okay. You get a snarky gift and you get a nice gift. They offset each other and you're all happy.
Meg?
So I started knitting the Pierre sweater by Valentina Bogdanova about 3 weeks ago, and I've made a mistake in the yoke, so I have to go back about two rows, so that's in timeout while it thinks about what it did. I will be taking absolutely no comments. So after like literally I've not been doing any knitting for like a week. I've been very like but it's first day of Christmas break.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
so,
you,
I'm
no,
so
you hit
sorry.
That. You hit that.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
You hit that. Well, trust
shame
me.
On me.
Yeah, no, trust. Shame it's needed.
It.
It's needed.
This one needs it.
Sweek was a thing. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to have something to knit until I can get the wherewithal to pull back that many stitches. So I'm knitting a Delft cowl by Dutch Girl Creations. I've knitted a few test knits for Dutch Girl before. I love doing test knits for her. I love her stuff. All of her, or not, I shouldn't say all of, but most of her accessory patterns, the hats or cowls, come in multiple weight options, which I think is really cool. Depending on what weight of yarn you have, you can pretty much find almost anything from DK all the way to super bulky. I am knitting this one in the bulky weight, and I'm knitting it out of our yarn, the Critical Hit Dyes Barbarian Bulky, in our Almond Spritz from our Sugar and Spice collection. And I really like how it's color. Knitting up. You like it? I picked it because the actual picture of the cowl had kind of a variegated. And so I'm like, okay, this is one that I think it'll knit up kind of neat, even though it's like a variegated yarn and you never know. So this is my...
Well, it's got subtle variegation.
It's, yeah. I needed, like Tina, a quick win. I need something. Yes. I need something quick and fast. And this is my go-to. An accessory in a bulky weight is my go-to when I need a quick win to kind of get me back on track. So this will probably be my Christmas vacation knitting. And we'll see what happens next year.
You said Christmas vacation again, so I've thought I was supposed to applaud again.
You know what? Every single time.
Every single time.
Every single time.
Got it.
Yeah. Listen.
Applaud the Christmas vacation.
Gotta do it. Oh, you said it again. All right.
Be sure to check out our website, pardonmystash.com, for pictures of our projects and more information. And if you'd like to try out the Lantern Moon needles and swivel cords, you can find them at Jimmy Beans Wool at jimmybeanswool.com. So I want to take you back about, God, at this point, like 15 years, to a time when we all first started knitting. And one of our close friends, Jackie, close friend to all four of us, commented one time, and I forget like what provoked it, but it was some post about knitting. And she's like, every time you guys talk about knitting, I feel like you're old lady level grinding.
We are.
I didn't know at the time what level grinding was because I'm the only person at this table that doesn't play video games. Shame. Never. But I know. Listen. My dad was convinced that if they let us get Nintendo, that we would never read again. So I never played video games.
I'll let you know, some of the best vocabulary I got in my life was Final Fantasy.
Okay? Yeah, right.
Just saying.
Listen,
back in the day, that was the rule.
I was not allowed to play video games. You should see me play Mario. It's embarrassing.
All these kids with their voiceovers now.
I know. God. I have no hand-eye coordination. So we were talking earlier tonight, and you know, talking about topics, and also talking about like laughing about getting older. Since some of us are getting to the cusp of 40 and some of us are over 40 and some of us will be 40 in a week.
Woo! Are you really?
Yeah, heck, she is.
No, I know. It's weird, right? I mean, I did get you a good gift.
I'm an old girl.
It's over the sheep. Great. Over the hill, oh, over the geez. Sheep. It's the foot. No.
Okay, never mind. I thought we were going old goat, but you know.
Wow.
I like goats.
I screwed up.
So tonight we're going to be talking about getting older and making it fun. Old lady level grinding.
Is it fun?
You know, not all aspects of it, but I think there are definitely some pros.
Sure was funny you guys earlier.
Look.
I'll tell my own story. I'm not embarrassed.
No one was jumping in.
I'm not embarrassed. So,
we,
you know, we haven't met to record in a hot minute. And I brought over some delicious, I'm going to say it right.
Are you?
Macarons.
Very good.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
They were really good.
Yeah,
they were
delicious. Very delicious.
Very good.
Yeah. But we were all stumped on what their flavors could be. We were all guessing, and the label was somewhat descriptive.
To be fair, it should have been on the label.
It should have been on the label.
They should, every sort of like multi-pack of pastry or anything should have a discernible label.
So the ingredients had like some names and some like labeling, but you had to like read through the entire ingredients list to see like what the cookies were flavored as. And anyways, there was one that was suspicious and we could not figure out.
It was very good.
Oh yeah, it was delicious.
I still think it had fig in it.
I still think it had citrus.
Maybe it was citrus and fig. I did not taste any citrus. Anyways, see, it's still a mystery. Anyways, so.
The world may never know.
We all tried to use the internet. We tried to use ChatGPT.
Look, we exhausted all avenues
of information. Really, and my smart butt thought that it would make sense to call the grocery store to ask them what the flavors were of this. It said it was like a winter collection or something like that. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm just going to call.
I will call the bakery.
I'm just going to let you know that it is the evening right now when we record.
Yep. The bakery is closed.
Bakery is definitely or closing. Or closing, yeah. So, you know, it rang and someone picks up the phone and she goes, hi, how can I help you? And as the words are leaving my mouth, I realize I'm making a terrible mistake. And I said, hello, I was just in your store and I bought this 6-pack of macarons and they're called the Winter Collection, but what are the flavors?
Because it's not on the package.
It's not on the package. And she took a pause. She did. Hold on. And I said, yep, no problem. And then I hung up the phone because I realized that I have that become moment. The old lady that calls the store with questions that should not be answered in the evening hours when the bakery is closing. And I just want to apologize on behalf of myself to
Price Chopper. It would be funny if this person does
Price
Chopper.
If you were working and picked up that phone, I am so sorry.
But here's the thing. Not a single one of us like said, don't do that.
No. Until like, the words came out of my mouth. Then we all were like,
No matter what we were thinking, yeah, we all like the only question was, like, you know what,
was right. Wait, are you calling?
Yes.
And that was it. There was no like, don't do that.
That happened. And it was, you know.
Look, we have 4 neurodivergent people at this table and we needed to know.
I hyper-focused, guys. You didn't save me.
No.
A neurotypical picked up the phone.
Okay, but to be
listen, I was just impressed you called.
Like, I'm literally at the point with Jess where, like, if I see the look on her face, I'm like, you know what? Just go do it. I don't even. I can tell from the expression that nothing is getting done until you do what you're thinking about. I can see it in your eyes. Mm-hmm. So even if it's going to take you 2 hours and it is 9 o'clock at night, just go. Just go. I'm going to go to bed. I'll see you in the morning. Like. So when she gets into that hyperfixation area, I'm just like, just go. It's fine.
I would just like to know how many experience points I gained from doing that action on my
from
old
from calling
lady
the
level
bakery you actually to evolved, ask a question man. About the product. I don't know. I feel like that's at least like 2,000
no.
level grind points.
I feel like you get points for being an adult and making a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But you lose points for being an inconvenience.
Well, okay.
To somebody else.
Hold on. So, but we're old lady level grinding.
Yes. Right.
So I would decrease points by making a phone call like an adult.
Yes.
Increase points for calling about a very minutia detail to a chain grocery store.
I don't know. I feel like it's a wash, though, because, like, the youths don't make phone calls.
It's true.
At all.
I picked up that phone. I dialed
the
number.
Well, we used to.
You did.
I did.
You did.
But a true youth would try to FaceTime.
What do you mean a true youth? What are you talking about, Willis?
A true youth.
A true youth would try to FaceTime.
Right.
Oh, yeah. As my
FaceTime
kids do.
FaceTime the grocery.
Yes.
Listen.
My kids will literally FaceTime each other, and then they'll put the phone on the desk.
Yo, no one's picking up at Stop and Shop.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's definitely an old lady level grind moment.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, sounds like a wash. So
oh, God.
We'll just Just stay at my lack of gaining. Anyone else earn any points lately?
I did.
Okay.
Very recently.
All right.
This past week, my work had our annual office Christmas dinner after work. Okay.
Okay.
I did attend.
Good job.
Yes, I know. Like,
good job.
Adulting points for going out and not saying, yeah, I'm not going to do that and going home.
Yes.
Adulting points.
Adulting points for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It was after work. It was dark. It was raining.
I don't do any of that.
I know. It was terrible.
No, applaud. You still went.
I still went. I'm very proud of myself. I was sociable.
Wow.
I did not have any knitting with me, which was
almost
a hard pass.
Wow. You're gaining a lot of points right now.
Ready for me to lose some points?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to lose them all right now?
At 8:30, my pill reminder went off, and everybody at the table was like, whose phone is that? What is that? And I'm like, oh, sorry. Just got to take my meds. Except I didn't have them with me, and I accidentally snoozed the alarm, so it went off again 9 minutes later.
Oh. Okay, nice.
That's funny.
Whoops. I got to bed so late that night.
Oh.
Like 9 o'clock came around, and man, I was sleeping at the table.
I mean, I think anybody that takes a late night medication can, like, before bed medication, can appreciate the...
Well, even without the meds that make me sleepy, I'm still sleepy at that time.
I mean, same.
Yeah.
I get up at 5:30, so.
How are you level grinding, Meg?
I have bursitis.
Congratulations.
It's not funny, but it's awful, and it is just a part of my life.
It's just a part of my life now.
I have bursitis.
And you know what the worst part is? Like, so I have it because of a car accident I got in when I was 21, and I broke my pelvis, and because ever since then I don't realize it, but I walk kind of funny. Not funny like you can see it, but because of the weight I put, I overcompensate. So I have it in literally through both hips at this point. It used to just be one. Now it's both. And the worst part is that every time that I'm like in pain, this is going to make her sound so cruel, but every time I'm like, oh, my bursitis is flaring up, Jess starts laughing off because of the old, you know, Jack 2 where they're hiding in the bushes and they're blowing an air horn at a golf course. And when the guy comes over, he's like, I'm sorry, I have bursitis.
She's like, I can't help it. She's like, do you want me to get you an air horn?
I hate you so much. Like, literally.
It makes no sense.
No, but it's so, like, I'll literally be sitting there. And it always really, it's been really bad lately because it flares up when it gets really cold and it flares up when it rains. And also when the pressure changes really bad. And so last weekend, it was like literally all three of those things happened. And I was like, oh, my God, like I was having trouble walking.
Does that mean that you did Saturday?
No, I didn't. I just did a lot of Tylenol.
Oh, no.
And I was like, OK, like I feel better because I looked at the and the barometric pressure was ridiculous. And I go to Jess. I'm like, OK, I feel a little better, like because I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, like what's wrong with me? I'm falling apart. And I'm like, no, it's just the pressure. It's my bursitis. And she's like, I'm like, I hate you.
I think about. If it helps, I sneeze and blow my back out routinely.
Wow.
It's all the things you have to look forward to.
But then it gives me more knitting time, okay?
Just sneeze blow back out. Well, picks up the needle.
Well, I can't live.
I never knew, but you.
Oh, God. And it is.
Routinely, like, guys. Routinely.
Oh, God. It's fun getting old.
I don't know, man. Like, me and my coworkers were talking about taxes.
This is a stellar conversation we're having right now.
Jess. I know, right? Oh, God. Mortgages.
What's your mortgage rate? What's your mortgage rate?
Oh my God.
My joints creak when I stand up. Sometimes I get stuck, like, you know, when I'm hanging tags, my knees refuse to let me stand up again. So that's fun. That's a good, like, is anybody around? Good. I'm going to, like, slowly work my way up.
Oh, my God. I do the same
thing. Just, like, how to crab walk your way just around.
A little bit till I can get to a part of the shelf that I can kind of, like, rest on as I, like, work my way by. I'm like, oh, looking up and down the aisle, like, is anyone okay? Like, we're gonna do this as grace. And when people are walking, I'm like, no, I'm graceful. I'm young still. And then they leave it. I'm like, oh, God.
Jess, my favorite thing is that there are cameras in that store.
Someone's watching you do the crab walk down the aisle.
I know what they would actually have to go back through the cameras and be looking for someone because the cameras that they have on all the time, I know where those are, so I don't do embarrassing things.
She doesn't do the crab walk under those cameras.
You know,
it would just be really funny if they were looking for a shoplifter.
If they're looking for a shoplifter, they'll probably run into one at some point. Like,
don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Yep,
not hiding anything.
No, guys, I'm still spry.
God. Guys, if I could go 2 weeks without a doctor's appointment.
Oh, God, yeah, those.
If I could go 2 days without my hands cramping from knitting and only mild knitting, that would be fantastic.
And you got your doctor, are you taking your multivitamins?
I tell you what, I can show you some hand exercises to stretch those tendons.
So that's another fun thing is my autoimmune. I am not supposed to stretch too much because I am hypermobile.
You are a lost cause. Congratulations.
So when I'm doing like I'm trying to like release like cramps and stuff like that, I'm doing a lot of massaging because they advise me don't stretch too much because I'm overextending. Because
you can pop your joints in a wrong way. Me too!
Yay!
It's like my knuckles can crack just by bending them.
So I have nothing left to teach you.
So this is what I end up doing is I'll just... But this one's my left one starts cramping. I just kind of hold it to the boob and I just.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you're good. You're good.
I
wish there was a video right here to show this.
It's basically rolling in the fishing line on your chest because that's all I can do.
Oh my God. We're going to do a video.
How are you knitting?
Putting this on the internet.
What if other people need it for help?
All right. So. We've discussed the not so savory parts of old lady level grinding. Let's talk about some good things about old lady level grinding.
Ooh, I don't care about anything.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
Not a care in the world.
No, I truly you know what? I'm going to go to the store. I don't care if I'm wearing makeup. I don't care what clothes I got on. I don't care. Like, you know, I'm good. I could give a... Oh, that guy is looking at me? Cool. I'm going to keep going. I literally don't care.
I almost said lack of self-awareness, and that's not what I meant. It's more the, like, you have a lot of self-awareness. It's just the, like, the realization that nobody else cares either.
No.
Like, nobody else is really, like, if they may think something, but it's going to be about 2 seconds on their radar, they're going to move on with their lives. If they think about you at all, which they probably won't. Instead of the obsessive, like, oh my God, I have a zit on my face. Everyone is staring at me. Everyone is wondering what's wrong with me. Like, oh my God, cover it up. Like,
no,
you
I'm,
do.
I'm
you just stop
I'm
caring.
I'm walking out with my zit dot covers.
Yeah.
To the grocery.
No, you just don't care anymore.
Just don't care, man.
Yeah, it's. I think it's just that realization and the acceptance of, like, nobody else cares either. This is not a major point in anybody's day. You know what? Honestly, I had the same discussion with Jess the other day where, like, I used to... Especially with family. Like, if I thought a family member was upset with me, I would obsess.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I mean, deep obsession. And the other day, like, I thought a family member was upset with me. And I, like, 1 minute. And then I was like, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. And if they're upset with me, they can tell me.
That's their problem.
And if they don't want to tell me, then that is their problem. I am absolutely not. I did not do anything wrong. If they're upset, they're upset, and I'm going to move on with my day. And I was like, wow, for me, that is massive growth.
Huge.
Massive growth.
Good job.
Because I'm the queen of obsession. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It was just very, somebody said something that it's so morbid, but it's like 100 years from now, none of this is going to matter.
No.
None of this is going to matter.
Well,
it's so true.
I do hope one day an alien picks up our podcast. And
that'd be fantastic.
So welcome to class, everybody. We're going to learn what fiber artists did in the 2020s.
But that's it's like 100 years from now, I will not need to worry about any of this.
No.
Because I don't think I'm going to be 141 years old. So
no,
probably not.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
Listen,
I don't.
If I'm 141 years old, I promise you these hips will not still be around at all. They're already falling apart.
Maybe you'll have titanium ones instead.
Oh God,
ooh,
I hope not.
Cyborg.
You could be like RoboCop. That would be wild.
Robo Meg.
Oh. But still, like the point stands. Like when you kind of look at it in that vein, like. Oh my God, am I going to sit here and let a comment or a look that I may completely also be misinterpreting?
Yeah.
And I've gotten much better at that,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
The taking a step back and being like, you know what? Everybody's reactions are not all reacting to me.
Yeah.
If somebody frowns, it's not because I did something that made them mad. Maybe they had a thought. Maybe they, it's something totally
different.
Maybe
their face is just falling for a second before they realize, oh, wait.
Yeah. And like, how many times a day do I do that and not realize it? So it is. And it's.
Do you know how many times a day I'm not paying attention to whatever is going on around me and I'm just like.
Glaring at something?
I've got like. I've got like that movie in my mind off in daydream land, and then like something unsavory happens in the daydream and I'm like, ooh.
And somebody's like, why are you mad?
Yeah.
Like, what did I say?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And I think a lot of like going back to what you said, Tina, the idea that like everybody around me is caring a whole lot less than I perceive they are caring.
And it's not like I say I don't care about anything. I mean, I care about the right things.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but I don't have the brain space to care
everything
about
else,
the
no.
lady at the pharmacy that might have looked at me funny.
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't have the space for that today or ever.
I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, I've been hearing it a lot where if you just kind of go in with confidence, if you're confident about what you're doing, nobody will be uncomfortable. No, you will not be uncomfortable, but other people will be uncomfortable in terms of their unsureness.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll be fine. So I've done that a lot with pulling out my knitting at places I might not have done so in the past. And I just don't care anymore. And if somebody makes, you know, it's very, I have to say, for the most part, if people see me knitting, it, usually nothing happens. And then there's like 5% where somebody will say, oh, what are you making? And
knitting
blah, blah, blah.
Is my comfort item.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I don't mind
ask what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. And then like 1% may say like something snarky, like without maybe even not realizing it, like saying, oh, hey there, grandma or whatever. But even if I get like the snarky comment, I have so many good comebacks at this point that I'm just like, it usually stops them immediately. And they just go, oh, wait, oh, this lady's loaded and ready to go. I'm gonna back off.
See, I never get comments like that from strangers. It's always from people that I know.
Yeah, that's fair.
And
yeah.
Whenever somebody makes a derogatory comment about my crafting, the only thing I do is make a mental note of, oh, you don't need one.
Yeah, guess they didn't get anything.
You just start crossing names off lists.
Yeah.
Mm. Less work for me.
Thank you. Thank you for making that easy.
99% of the time, like the people that comment on the knitting are always like, what are you making? Or like my grandma used to knit.
That's why I said it's like point like one.
Yeah, it's almost very few. Never. It's almost never negative. And yeah, but that's the thing. Like I don't care anymore. Like if somebody sees me knitting and thinks that's weird. 10 years ago, I really absolutely would have cared. Now, whatever, dude. Like, you're just jealous you don't have something to do.
I have tried so hard to make something for somebody who has made snarky comments about my knitting, and it never gets finished.
Why should it?
I know.
It's like, guys, I got other things and people that actually care.
I always, you know, when people talk about what they work, like, do for work, and, you know, yes, I am a web developer and I do all those computery things, but I would never mention my other projects because I always thought it was like not embarrassing, but like people were gonna be like, oh yeah, well, it sounds like a hobby or something like that. And so even today I had to do something at my daughter's school, And I was volunteering alongside with some parents, and we had some downtime. We were just kind of manning a booth area. The woman next to me asked me what I do for work. I said, well, sometimes I code stuff, and then other times I buy, sell, trade yarn. And she's like, really? That's so cool. And I went, thank you. It is cool.
I have told several people about your Yarn Saver like side business, and everybody thinks that's so cool.
Thank you. I've really been trying hard and working hard at it,
and I helped,
and you helped, and it moves. Like, it really, yeah, like it moves. I get orders that go through. I am bad at social mediaing, which is hysterical because I have my Feeder and Knitwear account, but for some reason it's just like, you're like,
when do you have the time?
I like pack an order and I've taped it and I went, I should have recorded that. And then like, or like I'm assessing stuff and like, I'm like, oh, I should record me like assessing stuff. Like, I don't know. But like, you don't think about it.
No, we do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. When you're doing it, you just.
Oh, well, yeah. I've been helping you with some of that stuff. I'll remind you if that's something that you want to do.
Yes, please do. Because that's the hard part, is getting the, what they call it, like B shots, where you're doing stuff.
Yeah. You're actually doing the thing that you're. Yeah.
I'm like, I do stuff.
BTS.
Behind the scenes. But yeah, no, but it's, but that's, you know, putting that in my vocab, it's made me feel a lot more confident about that kind of stuff, which I feel like is old lady level grinding, because I feel like young me would have been like, oh no, I'll just keep to myself. I'm gonna just tell people I'm a developer and a computer person and blah blah blah, blah. Go with that.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody at work that I knitted like the first 2 years that I was there, because I felt the same way. Like, they're going to be like, oh, that's a weird old lady hobby. And we used to do these awesome spirit weeks at school, like right before Christmas. We don't do them anymore, but we did. And 1 year they decided on Friday, everyone's going to wear a hat with a pom-pom. I didn't have a hat with a pom-pom, and I said that. And they're like, well, do you think you could get one? And I said, I think I could get one. And I went home and I banged out a Dutch girl beanie in super bulky in about 48 hours, because it's super bulky. It was super fast.
Yeah.
And I came in and they're like, oh, that's a cute one. And it was beautiful. It was like this. I made it out of Malabrigo, this bright, bright turquoise with a black pom on top. It was very pretty. And they're like, that's so cute. Where'd you get it? I'm like, I made it. They're like, you made it in 2 days. And I'm like, well, it's super bulky yarn. It's not hard. And they're like, that's really cool. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, it actually is pretty cool. Like, I knit things and that's pretty cool. And I stopped being so like self-conscious about it after that. And then I started wearing like my sweaters to work and my shawls. And it is. Yeah. And it's, again, with that, you think people's perception is different than it actually is going to be.
Yeah.
I have learned to be very proud of my knitting.
Yeah, as everybody should be.
I wear a lot of knits to work, and every time somebody says, oh, that looks nice, I go, thanks, I made it.
It's, as you should.
It is the automatic response.
I always like those memes where it's somebody like impatiently waiting for someone to compliment their knitting item, and no one's asking them, so they go, thanks, I made it!
I think people at work know by this time.
At this point, they know you're not going to go buy one. Like, no. I don't think at this point, like, most people are going to be like, oh, knitting, that's like lame. I really don't. And I kind of wonder if they ever were. Or if that was just our perception.
Was that the self-conscious
piece? Right. Was that just our perception that people were sitting around being like, oh, well.
I think it's mixed. Because I definitely got feedback that knitting is lame.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It wasn't perceived. That was like direct.
That was directly told to me.
Yes.
They are the people that are on my list. Not on my list.
Not on your list.
They're on their own list.
That's the list you don't want to be on.
Do you know what's fun, though? And I don't know if this is universal, but the number of my students that come in and they're just sitting there, like, before class, and they're crocheting or cross-stitching or, like, little crafts with their hands, like, 15 and 16-year-olds.
Good for them.
I know. Like, I had one come up to me the other day, and she's like, look, miss, I cross-stitched a penguin. And it was so freaking cute. And I'm like, I feel like the younger generation now, so maybe we're not old lady level grinding as much in this. A lot of the younger generation are really getting into the crafting with your hands and being creative, which I think is just awesome.
Oh, I mean,
just very cool.
I mean, if we could just go back to like not being on the screens and doing all of that, I think the society would be better as a whole.
I know. Well, I'll tell you though, like we just banned phones at my school, which was awesome. And like the first week, you know, the kids are going around like, well, what are we supposed to do? And I want to say it was like the third day I'm in homeroom and these two boys in my homeroom, junior, 16 years old, they come up to me. They're like, do you have any Post-its? And I'm like, why? I'm like, yeah, they're mine and I bought them with my own money. So yes, I do. Why? And they're like, well, can we have some? I'm like, why? And they're like, we want to make origami. And I'm like, you know what? I said, here you go. You can have this stack of Post-its, but I don't want to see your origami on the floor.
Yeah, fair.
I come back into my room after I step out in the hall during passing time. And as they're leaving, they're like, we left some. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking they're going to be all over the desk. They ornamented my bookshelf with their little cranes. And I'm like, you know, you guys can make as much origami as you want. And I love that, like, that's where they went instead of like coming and putting their heads down on their desks and like taking a nap during homeroom. They were like, what can we do? We're going to make some origami cranes. I'm like, that's fabulous.
Well, I mean, we remember just high fabulous. School without yeah. cell phones.
Yeah. We know? Do, but they have never experienced.
No, I get
it,
that. So. I'm just saying, you know, it's glad. I'm glad to hear that the younger generations are going, oh wow, we could do this without a screen.
I know. Yeah. Well, it is, and it's. I think I really
passing
do.
Notes with the paper footballs.
Yeah,
oh. Paper footballs, and I mean just. Bringing a book.
What about
yeah.
what's
and
that
reading.
Thing where
the,
you like?
Oh, the
make decisions.
Fortune.
With,
oh, what was that called?
Thingy.
I forget. Oh my God. I forget.
The listener's gonna tell us.
I
don't tell
I don't
us what the thing is.
Fortune or something. Yeah,
I don't
has,
remember.
You pick
it
the
had
color.
A name.
You pick a number.
Yes.
You then. Yeah. You know. You pick.
You find out what your life is gonna be like.
Yeah.
Like your
you
house
ask a question. Yeah.
Oh my God. Always... Did you guys play Mash It?
What's Mash
It? Oh my God, you didn't play that? Where you had to pick like three guys you would marry, three houses
oh,
you would
yes.
marry. Yeah. Yes. And it was ridiculous. God.
I didn't know it was called Mash It.
Yeah. I think it was
Mash.
Called Mash It,
it was just,
or Mash.
We called it Mash.
Lainey and I did Mash It, my best friend and I, when we were kids. But I don't remember what, I think it was like Igloo and Townhouse for like, you know, all the houses you could
oh,
live in.
Because
Mash was
apartment,
like mansion, apartment.
Shed house.
Shed house. And we had Igloo was I. And then
oh,
T,
so you
T
did
was,
a poll.
I think, townhouse or I don't
yeah,
remember
no, we
what
just,
T was.
Yeah, we just had Mash.
Yeah, no.
And...
But yeah, like, you're right. Like, there was that resourcefulness of being a kid. And making, I really, I'm proud of them. I really am.
Making the S symbol then. Everybody knows how to
oh,
do
it. Oh, the S! Yes.
But nobody knows where it came from.
But everyone was doing
it.
It
is.
That
it
is such a, that's such a, what's the word? Like,
Oh, that's me. That's... Wait, I'm going to leave this
I
in.
Was going to say, this
my,
time?
That's my metal
this
alarm.
This time you can just leave it in. But yeah, I think kind of that universal experience of being a kid. And I am really impressed that like they are being resourceful and figuring out what to do without the screen. Anything else great about old lady level grinding?
I have gotten really good at saying no.
Oh, God, yes.
To things that I don't want to do.
Yes.
Not for the sake of saying no, but...
And without making 800 excuses for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Sorry, I can't do that. Done.
Not even that. It's, I really don't want to do that.
Or that. The directness.
Yeah.
Of just, this isn't going to work for me.
Or even, I'm not feeling up to that. And I spent so long with so much time where I was doing things that were making me unhappy, that were physically taxing, that I literally did not have the capacity to do. And I said yes, because I was worried that people were going to be upset with me. And I don't care anymore.
No.
And I shouldn't say that I don't care anymore. Like, I care more about myself. You know, it's...
Right.
Boundaries.
Well, you prioritize what is actually important to you.
Yeah.
And it is it, kind of that, like, if people are really your friends, they will understand that,
exactly.
You know what, sometimes... I gotta prioritize me, or I gotta prioritize my family, and you know it's that's the way it's just gotta be. Like I remember being a teenager or 20 something, and like every night had to be booked out. Like there had to be something going on every single night. And if somebody was like, "Are you free any night this week?" I'd think about that one free night and be like, "Yep." And now it's like, you know what? I look at my week and I'm like, if I max out my whole week, I'm going to burn out. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to say no to some things or some events and say, you know what? It's not that I'm busy. It's that I've got about as much on my plate as I can do. So, and I think about like 21-year-old me would have been like, what a dope. Like, we were talking the other night and I'm like, oh my God, do you remember, Jess, when you used to get off work at 10 and get home at 10:30 and we'd be like, okay, what are we doing? And I'm like, I would
die now. I can't even think about that.
All right, friends.
Let's go
back to 06, 07.
Oh, no.
All right.
Let's
I'll
not.
I'll still be awake now, but I'm just watching
Let's
my shows.
Let's not. Back because to, I can't.
Back to 06, 07. That was my nightclubbing days.
Yeah.
Right? No. And I can say that because I truly went every Thursday.
Oh,
I went out to the club. And it was truly just for dancing.
Yeah.
The friends I would go with, we weren't there to drink. We literally just wanted to dance.
Yeah, no.
Like that joke of like the girls putting their purses in the middle and just sitting in a circle and dancing. Yep.
We did That's the same thing, but it was 04, 05. Yep. Same
and
thing.
And you just, and then it's like, oh, it's 9 p.m. We should start getting ready because we're going to leave at 10. But 10:30, get there for 11 because we'd go to Springfield.
Yep. We went to Providence.
It is literally hurting me.
Oh, yeah.
To listen to this recap.
But then you stay until they close.
Yep.
And then you go to Bickford's.
Yeah.
For crappy pancakes. Mm. And you get home at 4:30.
We would go to the diner and...
Yeah, you got to go somewhere that's not great.
I want gym jams at like 6 o'clock.
No. Because everyone gets off work by 9.
This is then.
So all your friends are free after 9.
I just want to make this clear. If I tried to do that I think I'd be in the hospital. I think they'd have to take me out.
I go to sleep at 9. Like, I could not... There was a time when I was fun. I'm not anymore.
No, I remember the energy we used to put into Graveyard in October.
I was just thinking about that.
Like we would scare
Haunted Graveyard. They weren't graveyard. They weren't like excavators. That'd like they weren't digging graves.
No.
We were at a
Halloween attraction.
We would work all day.
We work
like,
all day.
Like and full shift. Then we would go into the night. Yep, 1, 2 o'clock. And we come home. It would take us about 2 hours to get the makeup off. We go to sleep around like 2:30. Get up for 6.
No. You missed a step.
Oh, grilled cheeses.
Grilled cheese.
Yep, we would eat grilled cheese.
We would get home.
Listen, it was
spend time making your bathroom different colors.
Well,
because the paint got everywhere.
Our makeup and make grilled cheese at the same time. Yeah, and then about 3 o'clock. Then we get up for like 6 to get to work for 7 and do it all over 3 days. And I'm like, and we were excited. And now I'm like thinking about that, and I'm literally sick to my stomach thinking about doing any
of
that.
Never do that.
But that's the thing. It's like that's a season. Like you can look back on that with like fond memories of wow, that was great. The same way that like Tina and I look back on our clubbing days. It's like, that was great. I'm really glad I got to have that experience.
Yes.
I don't want to do it again.
Never.
Like, that was, I'm so glad. Like, even thinking about, like, 2006, 2007, when we would go to the Shea in Hartford for karaoke Wednesday night, and we would stay there until it closed.
On a Wednesday night karaoke.
Don't forget those
few times that I went with you.
You were not of age.
Nope, to be in a bar,
but they didn't card after before 9 o'clock. Nope. They did not card.
So if we got there early.
Man, to be fair, you weren't drinking. You weren't buying drinks.
I was not buying drinks.
No. Okay.
But like, I love those memories. I would not, given the opportunity, if someone were to ask me tomorrow, do you want to go to karaoke at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night.
No, can we just throw this out
there? I would say
no. There is a business opportunity. I wouldn't mind doing karaoke, doing some dancing to not really
loud
music.
No. 6 o'clock.
No. You know?
5 o'clock.
Can we do it at, can we do it at brunch?
Brunch!
Brunch karaoke.
Brunch karaoke followed by lightly music dancing. Like, I don't want it to be loud.
I also cannot stand loud noises anymore.
But
and that is a shame because I am such a loud person and I make loud noises. But, I annoy myself.
But I'm sad that I can't dance to the thong song anymore in public. Like,
yes, you can.
I mean, I could, but I might get arrested.
I thought we weren't caring what other people thought when we were in public.
No, I'm just worried about my criminal record. That's all I'm worried about.
But yeah.
Ma'am, you're disturbing the peace.
ma'am, we need you. We need you,
you know
to
what?
Step
you need,
to the side.
You need brunch. Brunch karaoke. And then dancing where everybody is listening to their own music on their own earbuds at a decibel level that they can appreciate.
Oh my God, a silent disco.
A silent disco.
Give it to me.
I would run that event all day, every day.
And I feel like there's a business opportunity.
The entire plan
are the senior centers listening in.
Before dinner time, which means that you're home before it gets dark out.
Yep.
Oh my God. Sign me up.
Come on.
Senior centers.
Sharks, I have a deal.
Shark Tank. Let's do it.
Do you remember your 30s and 40s? Or do you remember those times?
We are wild cards in our 30s and 40s. Can you imagine where we're going to be in our 60s?
I hope I make it there.
I hope in our 60s we are at the disco brunch. The silent disco brunch. I really hope that's a thing.
So Pat's going to kill me if I do any more businesses. But if I just, you know, maybe if it's like a side trial thing, be like, Pat, we're going to do buy, sell yarn. And then we're going to do merch bags for fiber artists. And then we're going to do brunch, karaoke, silent disco.
Yeah.
And he's gonna go, I don't know how this goes together. And it's like, it's all for fiber artists. It's the ones who want to go.
Pat, you don't understand because you're not one of us.
You all gotta
get into like the circle.
Yeah.
You better start your old lady level grinding.
This is Pat looking at me with the
Pat,
face.
Pat, you are a level one. You need to be up there.
You're not on our level.
No, he would be looking at me with the same face he gives me when he's like, we're not opening a yarn store. Even though I've gotten...
It could be magical.
But see, listen, buy, sell yarn. I've gotten like a little wedge in, you know? Huh? Huh? Yeah. So now
you've
he's
proven
like,
that the model works.
If you open a yarn store, we can make the brunch happen.
It's true.
Because we can have it at the store.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Sunday is for brunch.
Sunday is for disco brunch.
We need to find a compatible local yarn store to do this.
This is going
to
happen. We're going to make the magic happen.
I don't want to wait for when I have a yarn store because that's going to be a long time from now.
All right, we're going to
make the magic happen. All right, so
we will see you guys at the silent disco brunch.
I expect you'll all be there.
That's all the time we have for this week's episode. For additional content and opportunities to connect with the cast, check out our website at pardonmystash.com and be sure to tune in next time for more fun friends and fiber at Pardon My Stash.